Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey. We finished off the Mishnah at the end of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. At the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned that there's a din of bringing an esrig as one of the four minim. As we all know, it never says in the Torah the word esrig. It says ulekachtem lechem v'yoyim harishayim. 3/8 hadar. What does 3/8 hadar mean? Zokti Maritana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, 3/8 hadar, 8 shetam eitzoy upiryoy shove. And the oimer ze esrig. How do we know the 3/8 hadar means the esrig? Because 3/8 tam eitzoy upiryoy shove, says Rashi. Sho 8 kipri betam shove. The 8, that is the wood, the bark of the tree, and the pri itself have the same tam. If you were to go and cut off a piece of the wood of the esrig tree, and you cut a piece of esrig, and you eat the two, you'll see that they both have the same flavor. But that is very, very special, which only applies to the esrig, and that's why it says pri-eitz hodah. What's the Gemara's rai for the word pri-eitz? All peiros come from eitz. Apples and oranges and all that, they all come from an eitz. So why did I say pre-eitz? I could have said pre-hodr. So the pre-eitz come to tell you that the tam of the pre is the same as the tam of the eitz. And in fact, we have that same drasha back in Bereishis. Because in Bereishis, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that you'd have eitz pre-oise pre. And then it says in the next pasuk, batoitzi aretz, and it was only eitz oise pre, and not eitz pre. Oise pri. And Rashi in Chumash says that the trees sinned, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that each one of the trees, that their eitz, the tam eitz and the pri should be the same. That's why it says over there eitz pri. What means eitz pri? That the eitz and the pri are the same tam. Unfortunately, they didn't listen, and it was not an eitz pri oise pri, but it says in the pasuk was eitz oise pri. And Rashi says that Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset at all of the trees, and he punished them at the time of the chait of the Eitz Hadas. And Kodesh Baruch Hu punished Chava, Adam, and the Nachash. It also says Aruro Adama Bavurecha. And so Rashi says there, that's the payback for not listening. Why didn't the trees listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu initially? So there's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says that the reason why they didn't listen was because of self-preservation. They were afraid that if all of the Eitzim and all the Pedis would have the same time, respectively, each Eitz and Pri would have the same time, then the average individual would say, why do I have to go and take a ladder and climb up to the top of the tree and cut off all the Pedis? Let me just take a sliver of the bark and say part of the wood. It's exactly the same time. So be a machaya. What do I have to waste my time and my energy? And guess what happens? In a few years, there won't be any trees left, because everybody's just going to eat up all of the trees, because they have the same time as the peiros. So therefore, because of self-preservation, they said, we're not going to listen to Hashem, and the eitz and the pri will not be the same.
Why were they punished? If it was, it's a good time. It's a good.
Baruch Hu says, you don't have to behad the kishud rachman alomali. You don't have to worry about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbonus in this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of it. If necessary, he will instantaneously grow a new trees. Kodesh Baruch Hu has no problem in replenishing the world instantaneously. So, just like over there was eitz pre-oise pri, here it's pre-eitz. So both of them, because of the two words together, the smichus, the hekish of the two, comes to say that eitz and the pri are exactly the same. The oimer ze esrik. Since we're talking about... I'm sorry?
You can get a new tree one way or the other.
A nutrient. Ah, very good. Okay, shkoyach. So, since we're talking about the Eitz Hadas, it's interesting because the Gemara Masechtas Brachos and Sanhedrin asks, what was the Eitz Hadas? And the Gemara says that there's a three-way machlokes. One man says it was a chita, one says it was a gefen, and the third says it was a te'ena. The Yerushalmi says that it was an esrig. What's the Makar of the Yerushalmi? Where does it say in the Pasuk that the Eitz Hadas was an esrig? So the Korona Eda, or the Pnei Moshe on the side of the Yerushalmi, says because Chava said to the Nochash, and then afterwards to Adam, "Vateiro Isha Kitoiv Ha'Eitz Lemachol V'Chisav V'Hul Einayim Kitoiv Ha'Eitz Lemachol Kitoiv Ha'Eitz Lemachol." Who eats eitz? Who eats wood? The pshat is because the tam eitzay or piriy shava she saw. Toy for eitz lemachal. I don't have to eat the esrik. I can go and eat the eitz itself. It tastes exactly the same. It's the chasimin that the eitz adas was an esrik, and because of that, there is a minhag in many communities. I don't know how widespread it is today, but there was a minhag in the Haim that either on Hishana Rabbah or after Yom Tif, after Shmini Atzeres, then pregnant women used to go and take the esrik, and they would go and bite off the pit of it. Pregnant woman should go and bite off the pit of an esrik. Where does that come from? It sounds so strange. And the Minchas Aluzer, that was the Min Kacherebbe, says in the tefillah that one says when one does this, that the reason for it is because the reason why women experience labor pains is because Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? It was an esrik. She had only one mitzvah, the mitzvah of not eating the esrik, and she fouled up, and she did eat from the esrik. So therefore, a Jewish woman today says, Rabbeinu Shalom, the reason why you're afflicting us with these labor pains is because of our great-great-great-grandmother, Chava, because she ate from the Eitz Hadas, from the esrik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the same esrik which I've been holding in my hand now for the last 7 days. And every single day I wanted to take a bite out of it because it's so pretty and it's so luscious and it smells so good. I wanted to, but I didn't, because I was able to control myself, not like Chav. So you're going to go and tell me, maybe because you didn't want esrik, you don't like esrik. Esrik has too many calories, you're worrying about your weight and stuff. No, the first moment, as soon as I was able to, I took a bite out of this esrik. Therefore, and neither can I get me, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't give me those same labor pains that you inflicted on all the other women because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas. So with all of that, we're getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara tells us now that Pri Eitz Hadas is referring to the esrik. Frank Gemara, you're telling me that esrik is the only tree that Tam eats a Pri Yeshava? The aim of Pilpilin. Maybe we're referring to the peppers, the peppercorns. This pasuk is talking about Orla, and the pasuk says the Chisavoy of Oretz Unetatem Kol Eitz Machol Veraltem Orlosei Es Pirioi. Now it's crystal clear from the pasuk that we're talking about fruit bearing trees, and it's telling us the first 3 years lo yeochel, don't eat from those fruits. So Freitas Gemara, why does the pasuk start off with a tatem kol eitz machol? It's crystal clear we're talking about a fruit bearing tree. Otherwise, we couldn't say varaltem or losay espirioi lo yeochel. So the word machel would seem to be superfluous. So if you mention emma, any mashu shenema taught them called eitz. Any yedeshu who eats machel, ma'al tamalema eats machel. What do I need the extra word machel for? It comes to tell you that eitz shetam eitzay upiriy shava, that the eitz itself is ra'uy la'achila. You could eat from the eitz because the eitz and the pri have the same flavor, the same tap. And the oimer, based on this, I learned that pilpulin has come to tell you about the peppercorns. That's what the extra word machel comes to tell you, that even pilpul, even peppers are chayv arla. Why would I have thought that peppers are hotter from arla? Says Rashi, because peppers grow on low-lying bushes. And therefore, I might think it's a minyerekut. Maybe it's more like from the vegetable family and not from the trees family. That's the reason why I have to have the special pasuk machel to go and tell you that peppercorns are also included in the din of arla. Now that I know from this braisa that peppers also have this special mal, that tam eitzu yipiri yishava, maybe zukti yimara. Oh, let's just finish off. The medchah shepemul chagri olav in it zroch haseder klum. Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. Shenema leisechzer kol ba. It has everything. As they bazoi. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute because we're hearing some background noise all the way from other countries, etc. Anyway, says Zokti Gemara. So maybe when we're talking about the pre-Eitz Adar on Sukkot, we're talking about a pilpul together with your lulav and hadas menorovis. Take a peppercorn. So Zokti Gemara, that could not be. Hasam mishum d'loy efshar. It's impossible. Because hey, what should we do? Nimkat chad, we should go and take one azelcha peppercorns. Leiminkar lekichasa. They are so small. Where would you see the lekicha? The Torah says lekachtem. Tafalosh on lekicha. So it's got to be at least a chvaisa. Like the Mishnah said, an ego is a kebeya. It's so small, it fits in the chvaisa between your fingers. It's in chodesh. So therefore, it wouldn't be nikkar lekichasa. So nimkat reyatlas, let's go and take two or three. But priyachon al merachmon. It doesn't see echad anywhere. But on the side it says pre, which means pre echad. It doesn't say paid rice. It says pre. So echad rachman of leishnayim ushloish payrus. You're only supposed to take one and not two or three. Hilkoch zedif aleyafsher. Even though in terms of tam eitzah upir yeshava pilpul is exactly the same as the esrig, but since it's got to be a lakicha tama, which is nicker, that he's taking a lakicha and nemt, he's taking something. And it can only be one pre and not multiple peirois, so therefore I know it's talking about an esrig and not a pilpul. Rabbi Yoimer, so that's the first drasha. How do we know pre Eitz Adar means an esrig? Now the Gemara is going to tell us a couple more drashas. Rabbi Yoimer al tikri hador, or pre Eitz hador, al tikri hador, el hadir. Hadir is like a stable that where you have behind us. Ma dir zeh, just like in a stable. Yesh begdoin mutanim tmim of kabali woman. You have all types of behemoths, right? You don't discriminate. Big behemoths, small behemoths, all different types. Hakanam yesh begdoin mutanim tmim of kabali woman. If you look at the esrig tree, you'll find that you also have all types. You have big esrigim and small esrigim, those which are tmimim, which are ideal, and those which are chaserim, which are possible, kabali woman. So therefore, it's similar, hadir, like a stable. Faith yamara to sharp heres, like this book begdoin mutanim. Look at your apple tree, says Rashi. Won't you find all different types of apples? Big ones and small ones and green ones and red ones and yellow ones. I don't know if you have yellow, greens and reds and yellows, but the point is you have all different types of apples. Some which are tmimim and some which the birds have pecked at, therefore the bali mumin. So what's the difference? What is special about esrei in this regard? Says Yimar, you're right. El hochi kom pshat zazei. The difference between an esrig tree and all other trees is that other trees, after the fruit ripen, what happens to them? They fall off the tree. In other words, go and harvest them at the appropriate time. But if you left some of the apples or the oranges or whatever on the trees, eventually you look around, you'll see them all on the floor. Why they all on the floor? Because the sheer weight of the fruit, when it's finally fully grown, causes it to eventually plot, and it doesn't stay any longer. My sheik in the esrig, even if it's fully grown, if I don't cut it, it can stay there for another year or two. And therefore, that's why you'll find on the same esrig tree the alta zikanim, the old esrigim which I never removed, as well as brand new ones which are only now beginning to grow for the first time. So that's why the esrig tree is considered to be like a deer, like a stable in which you have the gedoilim, the older ones, and the ketanim, the brand new ones which are only beginning to bud and to grow. Yeah. That's chasim, and that's an esrig tree, and that's the right tree. It's all that means an esrig. Rebavo Omar, al tikri hadar, ela hadar. What means hadar? Tavishadar ilonim ishan ulishan. Hadar means from the lashon dira, to live. Like in Eretz Yisrael, you get an apartment, it's called a dira. A dira. See here too, dar, that it lives. So Rebavo says that the reason why, or how do I know the pre eitz hadar means an esrig? Because it's pre eitz hadar. It keeps on living on the tree from year to year. Says Rashi, that Rebavo is saying the exact same shot as Rebbe. He also means, what means dor, the ilana mishana lishana, that if you didn't cut the esrig off the tree, it would stay there for another year and for another 2 years. And in the interim, the brand new esrigim start growing as well. So there's no difference between their two shotim. It's just how you darish in the psukim to find a remis, to find a makar that we're talking about in esrig. If you look at Rashi, about a quarter down the Amud, where Rashi says, Hador, Says Rashi, "Vihihi the Rabbi." This drasha of Rabbi Avoh, it's exactly the same thing as Rabbi. Gedoyim uktanim, dor mishana lishana. Elam mashma usa pligi. It's only the mashmois how you darsh in the pasuk. Mar dorish leiloshin dir, like a stable, but mar dorish leiloshin dira, where you live. But basically, it's the same drasha that you have the old esroigim and the new young esroigim on the tree at the same time. Zog Morvaiti Ben Azay Oimer Al Tikri Hador or Hador El Idur. What says Idur? On the side is probably changing a little bit. Hador, Hador. What's my Hador? She came Veloshin Yevani in Greek. Koyin Lamayim Hador. In Greek they call water Hador. So what does that mean? Veizehi she got Kol Mayim. Have the Oimer Ze Esrig. Which fruit requires Kol Mayim? Now our Gemara doesn't explain what Kol Mayim means, but you all remember from the beginning of Masechtas Kiddushin, when the Gemara talks there about Sholish Drachim, why is it Sholish instead of Shloish, and then the Gemara says that you have a similar Brais or Mishnah that says that an Esrig is similar to other fruits, the Gabe Chanot, the Gabe Lekicha, the Gabe Lekita, for purposes of Maestris, for purposes of Shemitah. Anyway, so the Gemara says over there that an Esrig is similar to Yerek, in that they both grow al kol moyim. Rashi there says al kol moyim means that it requires a lot of water. Most other trees suffice either on rainwater or in dry areas they suffice with irrigation. An esrig requires both rainwater and irrigation, just like vegetables, to be able to grow properly. So that's why it's called gadol al kol moyim. So the word hodur in Greek means water, so it's a pre-eitz that requires hador, tons of water. Right. The next thing the Mishnah we learned that shall shape shall yedachas is possible. Yes.
So when you started the morning, we said it was time to shava, the eitzim.
Correct.
No. So that should be that didn't work to solve our problem.
Not that it didn't work. We have several different drushes. In other words, since pre-eitz hador doesn't say befeish in the period of esrig. The Gemara wants to, how do we know Esrig? Priya Tadar could have a beautiful, beautiful apple. It really glistens and it glows. It's Hadar, it's shame. And it's a Priya that grew from an eight. So, the first rush of the Braisa was, I know Priya Tadar because of the fact that it's Tam Eitzah Priya Shop. That's a beautiful shot. Of course, it was a difficult thing. What about the pilpul? So we had a shikul pilpul about the pilpul. One, two, three. I have never tasted it. You're welcome to do so, Mitch, after the shear is over, find an esrig tree and taste it and see if
it's. But that's supposed to be the Kabbalah that has the same taste.
That is the Kabbalah of the Gemara that has the same taste, and that's the first raya that Priya Tadar means esrig. Second Raya said Rebbe, and then Rav Avoh is because Gedoyim Mektanim, and finally because of Ben Azi, because of the water. So the Gemara writes, "Shall Hashem Shall Hadachas is possible." My time. So we've had this already two, three times. Every time we have the Mishnah, it's again of Asher Ir Hadachas possible by the lulav, by the Hadassim Marubis, and now Esrig. What's the reason why? Zok the Gemara, my time. It came to Sreif Koi because the mitzvah of Asherah and Ir Nidachas is to go and burn them. We just had that in last week's Sedra. Bashereim Tisrafun Ba'esh is a mitzvah to go and burn down the Asherahs. And Ir Nidachas also, Nebuch, there's Koshlola Tikbait to Teich Rechoiva, the Sarafta Ba'esh. You have to go and burn up the entire city. So, therefore, Kimit Seifa Koi, Kesuse Mechdash Urei. It's as if it's already burned, and therefore you no longer have the shear. You have to have a minimum shear for each one of the four minim. Here we have the Mishnah of the Esrig. It's got to be either an egoiz or a kebeya, and therefore you don't have that shear. In fact, you have nothing because it's going to be burned. Right, says the Mishnah, if it's orla, it's possible. What's the reason why an Esrig of orla is possible? This is the first time we had orla by any of the four minim, because the other three minim are not peiros. The din of orla is only shayach the gabi the esrig, and if it's orla, first 3 years it's possible to use for the arba minim. My time, what's the reason why? Pligibar pchibar avin virab asi. Remember Rav Asi, because we're going to have him a little bit further down. Machlek and pchibar avin and Rav Asi. Charam lefisha ein bo heter achila. Charam lefisha ein bo din mamoin. Both of these reasons are similar. Both of them are takeoffs from the fact that it says in the Torah, "Lekachtum lechem, lechem, b'yom rishon." Lechem means it's got to belong to you. Orla, you're not allowed to eat. So it says one mandiyama lefishim in heter achila. Since you're not allowed to eat it, you don't have all the full rights to something that belongs to you. If you own a food item, one of the major benefits of that food item is that you can eat it. Here I cannot eat this esrig because it's arla. Since it's not heter achila, it's not fully lechem. That would be one of my great rights as lechem that belongs to me. To be able to eat it, I can't eat it. So failed in lechem, therefore no good. Chadam lefishen but din mamon. The reason why is because it doesn't even belong to you in the sense that it is osabana. It doesn't mean that it's hefker, but lemaisa you don't have any financial asset in the arla because it's osabana. What can you do with it? Gunish. And that being the case, that's the reason why it's a failed in lechem. So now lechoyah, the two reasons are very very close, and the Gemara is going to ask in a moment what's the nafkimin, and they're both here. You're missing lechem. We assume in the Havamina that these two reasons are mutually exclusive. That the one that requires that have it heterachila doesn't really care about din mamay, and the one that holds din mamay doesn't really care about the heterachila. So you're saying to yourself, so, but aren't they basically synonymous? What do you mean, man de boy heterachila, boy din mamay? What does that mean? So Rashi says that, for instance, when you have Maser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you have Heter Achila. You're allowed to go and eat Maser Sheni Yerushalayim. However, what happens if you wanted to take that Maser Sheni and Mekadish Ese Isha? You have a Chusin, he finds a Kala, he says to the Kala, I'd like to get married. I'm sorry, all the jewelry stores are closed, I wasn't able to give you a ring, but I'm going to go and hand over to you, I'm going to give you Maser Sheni, and you'll be able to eat together with me here in Yerushalayim. There's a machlokes between the mayor and the chachamim. The Gemara is going to bring it a little bit further down on the amid. That according to the mayor, Master Sheni is mamon gavoyahu. It belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives us authority to eat from the Master Sheni, but it doesn't belong to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu has it on loan, permanent loan to Jewish people, that Master Sheni, you shall be allowed to go and eat it. It doesn't belong to us. And therefore, if I give it to a kala and I say, here, I'm a kavish you, gunish vet. It's totally ineffective, totally non-valid, void, ab initio, because it's not worth it. It has no din ma. Din gavoyah. So therefore, the one that holds heter achila, he doesn't need din mamon. He would hold the Maser Sheni Yerushalayim. You could use theoretically an esrik for Maser Sheni for arba minim because I have a heter achila, even though I don't have a din mamon. The other man, the other man, the boy din mamon, the boy heter achila. The one that needs din mamon says, I don't need heter achila. Now, where do you have a din mamon where there is no heter achila? So says Rashi, for instance, you can have an esrik of tevel. Tevel that you didn't give trumas or maestras yet. Then by tevel that it's osir b'achila, but it's mutar b'anoa. You're allowed to go and sell tevel to somebody else, advise him in advance, she shouldn't have any issues, this is tevel, as a result you'll have to give a small discount because it's not chulin, but the maestra is mutar b'anoa. Ah, so therefore this man the holds, if a person wanted to go and use an esrig of tevel, he would be able to go and use it for the arba minim because it has a din mamon, even though it doesn't have a heter achila. So you see that there are these two could be mutually exclusive. That the one that holds heter achila does not require din mamon. The one that requires din mamon doesn't require heter achila. It's not. So let's go back to our Mishnah. We're going to come back to Orla in a moment. Tonight it says in the Mishnah, "Show truma to meya." What's halacha? It's possible. It's just instead of psula, it should say pasul. So it should say nice. Good. So what's it? Din of truma tomato pasul is vishlam lam diyam lefishein by heterachila shapir. Once it's truma tomato, nobody's allowed to eat it. Even the koyin is not allowed to eat it because it's tame. So what's the din? That's why it's pasul to use for an esri, because according to mandiyama that you have to have heterachila, it doesn't have heterachila. Why is the Truma Temeya disqualified? Why is the Esrig, which is Truma Temeya, disqualified? What does the Kohen do with, for instance, grain that became Tamei, which was Truma? You can go and burn it, you can use it for fuel. So it's Mutar B'Hanoa. So why can't I use an Esrig of Truma Temeya? It's not although it's daka osim bachila, but it does have a din mominess to it. Therefore, it should be kosher. Why did it say in the Mishnah that it's also? Says Imar, you're right. And because of that, I changed my mind. When it comes to heter achila, everybody agrees that it should have a din lochem. It has to be an esrig that you're able to eat. And that's why orla is no good. Can't eat it. And that's why truma tamei is no good. Can't eat it. Keep pligis wisdom achmekim din mamun, where it also has to have a din mamun. Marasav heter achila beinan, din mamun loy beinan. You only need heter achila, you don't need din mamun. And therefore, you could, for instance, use, well, I was going to say my banana mamun. Or marasav din mamun, now maybe you need both. Din achila, heter achila, and a din mamun. So what's enough given up between these two reasons? If everybody agrees, heter achila, so your din mamun, nish din mamun, what's the problem? Ikke benai, nafkiuna, win masa sheni, bishalayim, aliv, ramei. Oh, this is what we spoke about before. That what? That since Rameyer holds that masa sheni, although you can eat in Yerushalayim, but it's considered to be mamun gavoya. So heter achila you have, but you don't have a din mamun. And therefore, the mandiyam lefishein b'heter achila hariyesh b'heter achila. And therefore, even Rameir would agree that you could use masasheni in Yerushalayim for your esrig on Sukkis. The mandiyam lefishein b'din mamon. You have to have not only heter achila, you have to have din mamon as well. According to Rameir, masasheni mamon gevoyahu, and therefore it would not be a kosher esrig. According to Rameh, according to Chum would still be good, but it would not be good according to Rameh. That's why, if you get into our Mishnah that we learned yesterday, it says Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim im not al kosher. The Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim, if you took it for an esrig, it's kosher. So says Rashi, depending according to these two mandi amrim, if you hold the mandi am lafisha in behetra achila, that's enough. Hariyesh behetra achila, then our Mishnah can go both according to Rabbanan and according to Rameir, because even though Rameir says it's mamun gavoya, I don't care. You have to. All you need is heter achila, and I have heter achila for Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So then the Mishnah can go according to everybody. But according to the second mandiyam, that it's got to be not only heter achila, but also din mamun. According to Rameir, Maaseh Sheni is not din mamun; it's mamun gavoyu. Therefore, when Amisha says that it's kosher, it's only a libe d'rabbanan and not a libe d'Rameir. You have a question?
Yes, it's a Maaseh Sheni question, but it relates to what we're taught. If Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim is mamun gavoyu according to Rameir, mm-hmm. then if someone steals Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, mm-hmm. there's no claim. There's, because I didn't steal from you; I stole from the Shulchan Gavoyah. Is that correct? Could very well be.
Okay. Okay, so now this has been a very beautiful limud back and forth. Bottom line is, you had a machlokes between Reb Chiya Bar Avin and Reb Asi. What's the reason why an esrig of orla is possible to use on Sukkot? One said it's because of the heter achila, and the other said not only heter achila, but also lifisha ein badin mamon. But who said what? Was Reb Chiya Bar Avin the one that talked about heter achila, or whether it was Reb Asi? So if you want to stand Reb Asi, the Omar lefisha ein badin mamon. It's Reb Asi that said that you require not only heter achila, but also the din mamon. How do I know that it's Reb Asi? The Omar Reb Asi. Esrik shel Maaseh Sheni. If you have an esrik of Maaseh Sheni, so if you mark the divrei Rameir ein adam yoytze bo yedei chavasa biyontif. You have an esrig of Maaseh Sheni, says Rameir, you cannot be yoitza with it on Yontif. Even though it's Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, says Rameir, no good. Why would it not be good according to Rameir? Aye, there's a heter achila, because Rameir says it's not enough to have heter achila. You also have to have a din mamon. And Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim is mamon gavoya. If it says Reb Asi, if Rameir, you're not yoitza. According to Chum, of course you are Yoitza, because according to Rabbanan, they hold that Maaseh Sheni is Mumin Hejitu. So you have the benefit both of Heter Achila, and you have the Din of Din Mumin. So everything is great. Now, why did Reb Asi say, according to Rameir, a esri of Masa Sheni B'Yushalayim would not be good. Ein Odom Yoytid Bechavos V'Yont. If Rav Asi would hold that all you need to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lachem, is the heter achila, you can eat an esrig of Masa Sheni Yerushalayim. No problem. The only thing you need to do is make a bracha. But otherwise, you can eat all the esrig masa in Yerushalayim. So why would a mayor hold that it's not good? It's the chasimim. That for purposes of lachem, heter achila is not enough. You also have to have a din mamay. Who says that? That's Rav Asi. So I can be poishit that it was Rav Asi that required the din mamay, and therefore by default, Rav Chiya bar Avin was the one that only requires the heter achila to sign takagutarai. So now, since we brought Rav Asi, we're going to expand a little bit upon Rav Asi. Rav Asi wasn't only speaking legabi hilchos esrig on sukkis, but three times Rav Asi applies this requirement of lachem. Is gufa. Omer Rav Asi, esrik shomasa sheni l'divrei meir ein on yoytz b'chavos v'yontiv. Divrei chacham odom yoytz b'chavos v'yontiv. Like we just said, because it has to be lachem, and according to meir, it's momen gevoya, not momen hechid. Same thing applies to matzah shomasa sheni l'divrei meir ein odom yoytz b'chavos v'pesach. You're sitting in Yerushalayim. It's Seder night. Somebody brings you a whole big, beautiful pound of matzahs, shmura matzahs with 12 different tidurim and chumras, and even says, and this matzah is matzah sheni, only eat it in Yerushalayim. Says Rameir, you can eat it as much as you want, but you cannot be mekayim your mitzvah of eating matzah Seder night by eating this matzah. This matzah is disqualified. Why? Because it's not lechem, it's not yours. It's mom and gavoya. Where does it say in the Torah that it's got to be yours? Does it say matzas chem? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha in another two lines. As long as you have the heter achila, it doesn't have to have a din mamain. Besides the fact that according to the Chachamim, Masa Sheni is mamain hejit. So it's taki yours. It's not only heter achila, it's taki your mamain. It's just lechem. Finally, isa shel Masa Sheni divre meir to menachala. What happens if you made an isa, a dough, for purposes of making bread, for instance? Now, do you have to go and give challah? Says Rameir, if the dough is made out of vites, made out of grain, of Masa Sheni, in Yerushalayim, even though you're allowed to eat from it, no din of challah. Why is it no din of challah? Because it's not lechem, it's not yours. It's mamon gevoya. You are chayav b'challah, because chum hold that it's mamon hedjit. It's masculine rapop. So rapopah heard these three halachas. We got three halachas. One legabi chala, one legabi esrig on yontif, and one legabi matzis on Seder night. Matzis rapop. Bishlem isaksib, rachis arisoy seichem, chala terimu seruma. Oh, so it says arisoy seichem, it's got to be your isa. This is not yours, according to Rameir. It's mom and gavoya. She a part. Eshinami kasev lachem, lachachem lachem b'yoy marisha. Okay? Rabbi lachem, bishel lachem. El matzah v'ksiv matzahsem. Who says the matzah can be yours? If you borrow a matzah, it's fine as long as it's a kosher matzah. It's got to be yours. Am Rav Shmuel v'yisem Rav Yehem v'ashalmi asya lechem lechem. In fact, there happens to be a drasha lechem lechem. What's the drasha? Ksiv hocha lechem oini. That's, we're talking about the matzahs that you eat, say tonight, it's lechem oini. Uksiv hocha, and it says, v'gabe the din of chalav oye b'cholchem mi lechem o'oretz. Oh, what is that lechem oretz talking about? That's talking about the din of challah. You have the on the side number one. Vayi b'cholchem mi lechem oretz terimu seruma l'Hashem. The truma that we're talking about means the truma challah. You have to go and be mafresh challah. Ah, malalon. Just like the challah, it says that it's got to be yours. Ari soyseichem mishalechem. Toi mishal meiser. Couldn't turn mayor, mice is no good because it's mum and gevoya. Afghan, the same thing applies. The gabi, the matzahs, and pesach has got to be mishalachem. Follow mishal meiser, it's got to be yours. Good. So we had the three separate halachas that Rav Asi enumerated, each one requiring lechem. Two of them it says befeirish lechem, and the third one we learned based on lechem lechem that it also got to be lechem.
I'm Yerushalayim for pesach. I must have matzah, not meiser sheni.
Mm-hmm.
According to a mayor.
According to a mayor. Right. And according to the Rabbanan, it's Mehedjit, and therefore no problem whatsoever. But what there is an interesting that you raise this point, because there are people that are machmir, that if they are invited to somebody else's home for Seder night, for a meal, there are some people that speak to the Baal Bas in advance before Yom Tov and say, I want you to please go and be matna to me the portion of matzahs that I'm going to eat, so that I'm eating my matzahs and not your matzahs. Not chas v'shalom that I'm stealing. He's inviting the person to go and eat from his meal. But it's your food, it's not my food. So please, in advance, please matna to me. Most people are not knowing that way. But they figure that if he's inviting for the meal, that means haknoah, and whatever you're eating, I'm giving to you as a present. Others say, no, I'm eating the balabas's food. He's allowing me to eat it, but it's his. So some people are makbid that before Yom Tov, they ask, why don't they just do on Yom Tov itself? Because it can be makna on Yom Tov, it can make kinyanim. So before Yom Tov, they go, oh, thank you for inviting me to your meal, shkoyach, but please, call me makna to me to one or two matzahs that I'm going to eat, that it should be mine.
Apparently, with his grown son,
speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Bring more vital in Messiah. Let's try to go and bring a raya. Isa Shemasa Sheni Petura Menachala Divra Meir Chomoyim Chayevus Bechala. We're trying to bring a raya now to Rabasi. Rabasi said on the Omid Aleph that Isa Shemasa Sheni is Potem Menachala according to Rab Meir. The reason is because Rachel Sari Soy Sechem, it's got to be Lechem. Frank the Gemara, Lema Messiah Le. You're telling me maybe I can bring a raya from this raya. Lema Messiah Le. Hee hee. Just like you heard from Barry, it's word for word exactly. If you go back to Rav Asi and the Yom Ha'al, those are exactly the same words. Isa Shal Maaser Sheni, Zivra Meir Potem Nachal, Zivra Chom, Chayev is Bechal. So, he's saying word for word, Lema Messiah Le. Says more, the Lema Messiah Le is not going in the case of Chal. That's word for word. El Midabaha Pligi, Bahanami Pligi. Are you going to go and say that since we find the Befedish of Brisa that supports Reb Asi, Legabi Hilchois Chalo? So, say that the same thing therefore also applies to the din of Matzah and to the din of Esrik. That Reb Asi is right, that the same machloikis continues to exist between Reb Meir and the Chachamim by those other two cases. The case of Matzah and the case of Esrik on Sukkis. So, Timara, Oidilma, or maybe not. Shani Isa the Yomakra Ari Seichem Tre Zimni. The only reason why the Braisa supports Reb Asi, the Gabi Ilchas Chala, that according to Meir, Isa Shal Maisa Sheni is part of an Achala, because there the Torah is being very insistent. The Torah doesn't say Ari Seichem once, it says it twice. What does it say? Twice? You have the two psukim on the side. Rachis Ari Seichem Chala Tarim Sruma. And then the next passage, May Rachis Ari Seichem Tinu Hashem Truma. So you see, it says twice, it's got to be Lechem. So it's if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, not only is it Lechem, but I mean it! Twice I'm saying Lechem. That's why the May would hold Batim and Achav, because it's not Lechem. It's Konzain that maybe the Heter Achila alone by the matzahs and by the esroigim, that's enough to be machshed them, that you would be able to go and use it after all for Pesach. Maybe even according to Rameh, maybe Rameh doesn't require din mamay. Maybe only requires a din achila. It's Rav Asi that's superimposed on Rameh, that it's not only necessary to have a din heter achila, but also din mamay. You want a chlesh? I don't know. So therefore, you have no riot. That's the lema messiah. Lema, let's go and say, have a right, the Messiah lay from this price. They're just like by Chala, that's the Machloikas of Meir Chacham. Maybe the same Machloikas applies to the other two. Says, you are not, you have no Raya. Could be only by Chala and not by the other two. Right, Shal Truma Temeya Psulo. If you have an Esrig made of Truma Temeya, it's possible. Why? Let's be Heter Achila, like we just said a moment ago. Everybody agrees that you have to have a Heter Achila. You're not allowed to eat Truma Temeya. Maximum, you're allowed to go and burn it, but you can't go and eat it. And since everybody requires a Heter Achila, that's why it's possible. Veshel Truma Tehoira lo yito. If it's Truma Tehoira, don't take it. Please, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Echad Omnei Shem Machshira, Echad Omnei Shem Mafsida. The two reasons why lichatchila. The Mishnah said, if you have an esrik which is truma tahira, don't take it. If not, but if you did, it's kosher. The question is, or yoyot. The question is, why lo yita? We spoke about this very briefly yesterday. Machshira means that because the minhag in the good old days was to go and take your lulav and to put it into the water and leave it there so that it stays fresh for yontif. Every day when you finished being noitel, the lulav, you would put it back in the water. The next morning you'd take it out again and you would hold it together with your esrig. The fear was that the water drops that were still on the lulav would touch the esrig. The esrig would now become mukshir lekabel tuma, and then if an outside tuma would touch it, like an avela, like a dead cheris, what have you, now it's mukshir lekabel tuma, it'll be susceptible to tuma, and therefore don't lo yita. You remember David asked yesterday, how can you go and put it into the water? Isn't that a problem on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So it's a very, very good question. If you'd be so kind, just turn for a moment to Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, 42a, where Mi'at Hashem, in another week or so, we're going to focus on this in much greater detail. You see the Mishnah on Mem Beis 42a. Mekabelis isha miyad v'no miyad bala umachzirosoi lamayin b'shabos. You can put it back into the water, the lulav into the water on Shabbos. If you don't have a Shabbos machzirin, beyond the meisifin, mamoyin machlifin, etc. How can you go and put it back in? Isn't it a problem of zoreya? So this is mitzvah. That's going to be the focus of the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis. But bekitzur, the only din of zoreya is if something is mechuber lekarka, if it's still attached to the ground. Now you add water, it's going to grow. However, anything which has already been cut from the ground, you can add water and water, water, but it's not going to grow. Therefore, there is no problem with putting the lulav back in the water. It says, however, in Shulchan Aruch, that if you bought flowers exactly that have the tendency of opening up as a result of the water, for instance, a place,
roses,
things. Or those things that smell a lot, tulips, not tulips, whatever. Forget what they're called. Peonies. Oh,
very good.
Peonies is a good one. There's another one that's always closed, and then after a while they all open up, and then it has this very, very strong aroma, which some people like and some people don't like.
Yeah.
Anyway, nishkan after a minute. So those that do open up, those you're not allowed to put back in water. Once you've taken them out of the water, don't put it back. But that's also gezeira. Gezeira or to people say, oh, you see, it grows so nicely in the water, so you can probably water your plants outside or your plant pots, whatever, flower pots. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. But since an S.A. lulav typically will not spread during the few days that it's in the water on Sukkot, so therefore it's permissible. I'm sure we'll talk more about this when we get to Daf Mem Beis. Anyway,
then,
getting back.
Then applies it to your Hadassim also?
Hadassim as well. Hadassim, they were all, the minig was, it was all attached as part of the kosher, and they put the whole thing in.
So we had the day that come out
Tamar. A berry. Rashi says that it can come out the berry even if it's not in water. Just the fact that it's lying around, the berry could grow. Anyway, beginning back to Agwa. Yeah. Yep, so if you have any more questions, go and ask. Okay, finish. Says he more about it. So we just said now, so what's the problem? I'm skipping here. Chadom neshe machshira, because it's machshir lekabel tuma. It'll be get wet. Chadom neshe mafsida. What means mafsida? As a result of the fact that the person
is
handling it. Good. If a person does a lot of handling of the truma toira, after a while it's going to get brown. It's going to get spoiled, if you will. And therefore, it had nothing to do with machshir because of the water. And neshe mafsida. So now the question, if you look at the Rashi, Mesha Mafsida, Rashi is one line lower than the Gemara, Mafsida, Kliposa, Hachitsoina, Nimeses, the Mishmush Hayodayim, the Osala Hafsid, Truma, Kidaparishas. Since Truma is holy, you're now going to go and ruin it, can be Mafsida. So one Mandioma says, don't put water next to it from the wet lulav, because then it's going to become mukshul kabel tuma. It might ruin it if it becomes tameh. And number two, neshe mafsida, just holding on to an esrig of truma toira for several days, it's eventually going to get brown and it's going to become nemesis, and you don't want to spoil truma. The interesting thing is, we have a mitzvah priyat hodr on an esrig, as you know, especially in the Haim, most kehillahs most individuals didn't have their own private hadassim or arvaminim. They used to go and get it from the kehillah. And as a result of getting it from the kehillah, then you could have 100 people using the same lubesrik. And after a while, the estric starts getting brown. It loses that beautiful yellow shine at the beginning because of the mishmush hayadayim. So why isn't that a problem? Priyat hadar! Says the Chassam Sofer. The fact that a lot of people have taken this esrik and have shakalulu esrik, that's the biggest hidur. The more brown it gets, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, look how many of my tired yidin went in shakalulu esrik. Now that's wonderful, Gabi esrik. But Gabi truma, this din doesn't apply, so therefore you cannot go and use an esrik of truma because far it gets, quote unquote, a little bit ruined as a result of the mishmash hayadayim, so don't use it.
You know, Sam, is that the same thing?
Sorry?
Bavachos
and Sentinels. It's probably even greater than some place
in Bavachos. The first
day he would have also,
he said that's the Hidro of
Bias. Sure, so that's a good. So presumably the Bavachos was taking that from the Chum. Yeah, 100%. Good.
Since
yes.
The master of Kabbalah Truma, the Truma will become Tame, and then it will become...
Now, it will become, it's will susceptible to become
Tame. All right.
So that's why Lichat Chila don't do it.
But you could also master your Yedayim, or she is, and the you master it, so it'll also make the Esther Tame. It'll be a fool in Tame, but also, we're not worried about that.
That's only a drabbanon that the Shtayim Shtayim Yedias. In other words, how can you hold it? You have to hold it with your hands. You can't go and hold it with blood because of the chatzitza.
Okay.
You have no other choice. And echad of nisha masida. My benai, what's enough kiminah? Kigoyin shikara leh shame chutz mikli pasa chitzoyna. Oh, interesting zach. It's a very very nice nafkiminah. That what? How does something become truma? Because when you took it out of the, when you had 100 Israelim, you took 2 and you made them both into truma, 1 out of 50. Aha. What happens if he says, you know, this is a very, very large esrik. I don't need this large esrik to mekayim the 1 out of 50, I only need a small esrik. So therefore, only the inner part, the core of this esrik should become truma. The klipa should remain chulin. Or should become chulin. And therefore the only part that became truma is only the inner part and not the outer part. If the outer part becomes mushla kabel tumah, the outer part is like the shomer or the yad of the pri, and therefore it will be an extension, rather a conduit for any tumah that touches it from the outside. So you haven't accomplished anything by saying chutz miklipas. But the van diyom nishamaf seida leka, then this time doesn't apply anymore, because even if the klipa turns brown, green, yellow, orange, whatever color, it makes no difference, because that's not truma. The only truma is the inside. The inside hasn't been affected by the mishmush ha-yodai. Everybody holds lechatchila don't, either because of machshira or machzida. But b'diavad, if you took it, it's kosher. The man yom lefi shem behetar achila ariyesh behetar achila. According to man yom that we had in the Yomer Aleph, the b'chia bar oven, you only need a heter achila. You're allowed to go and eat truma. Now you and I are not allowed to eat truma, but a kohen is allowed to eat truma. So does that mean only a kohen? Says Rashi, Yisrael can also be yoitzer with the truma, because even though he himself doesn't have the heter achila, but if he has an einikol lemoshel who's a koyin, ben bitoy koyin, he can go and give it to his einikol. So therefore, for his family, so to speak, there is a heter achila, and therefore even the Yisrael can use the truma, the esrig of truma.
Why do we have to go that far? We said by Erevin that if you have an erev of truma, it's good for Yisrael because it's a good error. We didn't.
Why? What's the reason why?
It's a heterachila on the erev. Even if it's not, it's
even
not.
Even this gabra can, but the chepta is
right.
Okay, so that's Rashi just giving an example. He's saying the same thing. You're right.
I mean, you don't give it to somebody else. Right. If it's mutal achila, it doesn't matter if you're Yisrael.
Yeah.
It shouldn't inhibit you from being able to use it for dvar mitzvah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Rashi is very striking over here in his lashon. If you look at the Rashi, it's an unusual Rashi. Hariyesh beheter achila, right? Next to our Gemara. Hariyesh beheter achila, the koyin. Yisrael nami nafik bo, Yisrael can also be yoitzer. Why? Because if lach mikoyin, if he bought, for instance, shruma from a koyin, you can buy shruma from a koyin. Hoy v'yoch lachila ben bita koyin. So now it's mine, I have lachem, it belongs to me, and I can go and give it even to my family members. I mean, why would Yisrael go and buy shruma here? Mishigina? It's not too bad that the Yisrael was mafresh truma, because that he has to give away. He can't hold on to it.
Right.
But he can go and buy truma. Why would I buy truma? It's just a headache. I can go and give it to my enikol. Now, this is what I was talking about, striking the second part. Aval pidyon ein lo. Don't say that the reason why it has a heter achila, because I can be poda the truma. Lios ni teres l'achilas Yisrael. In other words, if truma is like masa sheni, can be poda. For imekein, anyone that even thinks about that you can be poda truma, chas shalom mitha Russia. Very strong Russian of Rashi, very striking. Why would Rashi have to go out and say, guys, it's a Toya, he's a Michigan, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's a Russia. Anyway, Rashi uses a strong Russian, so don't even think about being pointed through it. It just doesn't exist. The reason why it would be mutter is because, even though he cannot eat it, but he can give it to a Koyin to go and eat it. So getting back to the Gemara, the reason why by Arla was no good because there's no heterachila, but here there is a heterachila. It does have a din mamnis because, says Rashi, a koyin could go and take truma in the kaddish and say isha according to everybody, even according to the mayor. So therefore, it's his real mamnis. So no problem, you can have an esrig of truma, not lechachila, but the diavad is kosher. Might if show the mai, says the Mishnah. Machloikis Beishamai Beisil. Beishamai says you cannot use an esrig of the mai. Beisil says you can. What's the svaris? Might have the Beisil. The kima di iboy mafkilahu renechsev avion ibachozile hashanami lechem karina bay. Tidnan machinus anim dmai besachsanya dmai. Well, Beishamai says, Oni loyochel d'ma'ai. What is this all about? What's the din of d'ma'ai? We all know that a person has to give trumas and maestros. We also know that there was a small percentage of amei ha'oret, that although they were mafresh truma, they were not mafresh maestros. They weren't careful. Amaratzim. Okay. So what do they say? That anytime you go and buy any types of fruits, vegetables, or whatever from Amoret, you have to go and give maestros because of Demai. Domai. I'm not sure. Did he give? Didn't he give? I don't trust him. You got to go and give your maestros. So now, Lechoyra, until you give your maestros, there's no heter achila. So why would it say in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds that it's kosher? You can use your esrog. You don't have to be mafresh the maestros. You can go and use this esrog of Demai. Says the more, the reason is because Beis Hillel says, Kim the boy Mafkalu, the person who bought this esrog, if he wanted to, we're not saying he should, but if he wanted to, he would be able to go be Mafkar over the Chosin Mabiani, and then he would be a poor guy. He has no money left. The Chosilein, then he'd be able to eat Demai. Therefore, Hashanami Lacham Karina Bey, this potential situation, scenario, which would allow it to become totally his, this is enough to become Lacham. It doesn't have to be actual Lacham. Potential lechem is enough. Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah, machil l'sanim demai v'schasani demai, that since the din of demai is only a remote cheshash that perhaps the Amoritz didn't go and give meiser. So if I have aniyim that are came into my doorway and they're hungry and they want a meal, I can go and give them demai without being mafresh the meisers. The same thing achsanya, if the local government said that this week on 91st Street and West End, all the people have to go and give free meals to the achsanya to the soldiers, then you can go give them demai. You don't have to be mafresh the maestro.
Achsanya is
the achsanya for soldiers.
I think usually achsanya is just a.
So your guests, you can go and give them demai.
I know.
Skip down 10 lines into Rashi.
I see chayol shomel.
Thank you. No
problem.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that's why Beisil says, since you have that possibility, it's enough to be called lechem. Well, Beishamai, why does Beishamai say this possible? Because Beishamai says, Ani lo yachol demai. He says, you cannot go and give aniyim demai. Did not. Machil and demai, yes, achsan you demai. The Omer of Huna, Tana, we learned in the price. So Beishamai, Omer, hey, machil is aniyim, yes, achsan, you're not allowed to. Beisil, Omer, machil is aniyim demai, yes, achsan, so demai is an old machlok between Beisham and Beisil. Are you allowed to serve aniyim demai, yes or no? According to Beisil, you can. And since you can, you yourself have the potential of becoming in that matziv of an oni, and therefore you're allowed to use it, the esrig on a sukkis. Ashenken, according to Beishamai, even if you were mafkir oli in a chasim and you became an oni, you still cannot eat from demai. Therefore, you have no heter achila, and therefore, bottom line is it's a posula esrig. Vishlamas Shani Yushalayim, we have the exact same halach in the Mishnah that Lechila lo yitoil v'yemnotol ksheira. Why Lechila lo yitoil? Like we said by the Truma. In other words, the Chachamim were concerned, just like by Truma, that it should not become susceptible to Tuma, the Maaseh Sheni should also not become susceptible to Tuma. Now, Maaseh Sheni is not on the same Madrega as Truma, but it's also considered to be more Kadosh than regular Chulin. And therefore, they didn't want to, quote unquote, spoil the Maaseh Sheni. And so, therefore, they said, try not to get a Tuma. And they're worried it's going to become muksher as a result of the wet lulav. The chachilah don't take maaseh sheni. The other man, the yama, said, forget about the wet lulav. I'm worried about the mishmosh yadayim. So many people are going to be handling this esrig. Nobody's going to want to eat it anymore. It's going to be repugnant for someone to eat. Ah, that's the reason why don't use such an esrig. But the evidence, if the only problem is hetrachila, no problem. You can eat Maaseh Sheni Yushalayim as much as you want. And not Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Meir, according to Reb Asi, who requires not only Din Heter Achila, but also Din Mamayin, Maaseh Sheni doesn't have a Din Mamayin according to Reb Meir, because it's Mamayin Gevoya and not Mamayin Hechet. Also Chazodes. Chazodes literally means swells, like boils, come onto your esrig. Says the Mishnah that if Otz Chazod is on Ruboy, it becomes positive. We had this a couple of days ago by the Hadassim, if you'll recall. Ben Agolu Rashi said it was Rav. Hamokim Yev Ezra means like Shlita, he should be gesund, he should be well. What did Rav say? When do I say that if he have chazodos, he have these swells on the outside of the esrig is possible if all the swells come together at one place. But if they spread over the esrig, one over here, one over there, one over there, time to claim this, then it's kosher. And the same rabbi we had before, the rabbi. If you have the swells all over the esrig in two different places, two or three different places, then it looks like it's menumer. It looks like it's speckled, and that's even worse than if it's grouped together. Okay, you know, turn the esrig on the other side. But if you have spots, here we're not talking about spots; we're talking about swells. But the same halacha applies. You have them here, there, and everywhere, and it looks terrible. It's worse. And therefore, Eliyemar Aseifimar. Forget. Look in the safe of the Mishnah. What happens if they have the same chazodas on the Utah? It's kosher. When do we say it's kosher if it's all together in one spot? If it's spread out, even if it's only on the miut of the esrig, it's possible. When do we speak about having the chazozes? That's when you talk about the regular part of the esrig. The choitmai means that part of the esrig where it starts at an angle, starts getting smaller and smaller, like coming to a pitch to a nose at the top of the esrig. That part is so much more visible. Everybody looks at that part. The bottom of the esrig, people don't even look at it that much. They look at the top, the chotem of the esrig. That part, even a mashu, also passes. And that's why people are so particular about having little black spots, brown spots, whatever type of spots on the top of the choyte. People get very nervous about it because even a mashu can go and pass. Not the pitmase. What's the pitim? We all know the pitim means that top part of the esrig. If it came off, it's possible. Turner, Yitzhak ben Elazar, nitla buchnosoi. The word buchnosoi comes from a mortar and pestle. Mortar and pestle, you know, some of the pharmacies, they still have a picture. Some of them have an
apothecary.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Apotheca.
Yeah. So they call it apotheca. Anyway, whatever. So you have the mortar and pestle, and the pestle is used to go and crush the ingredients onto the mortar. And when you crush it, it has at the end of it, it becomes like a sharp. You can think of twice like a screwdriver, where at the end, it's not the wide handle that you're holding. It comes to a much more narrow little piece. And similar to that, says Rashi, is the pitum. That the pitum also the top, it ends up like chad, as if it's also narrow and kind of sharp. And therefore, the lashon of pitum is the not the buchnasai. That's what he's referring to, the top of the esrog. And that's the pashut pshat. However, Rashi says he has another pshat, where he brings from Ibn Yitzchak HaLevi. What is this other pshat? The other pshat is that it's referring to the ukitz. Ukitz is the bottom part of the esrog. Now we know that if you cut off the ukitz, it's still kosher. Because in fact, the ukitz was the place where the esrog was attached to the tree. And if you're going to tell me that if you cut off the ukitz, the thing will be possible, then you know, everybody will have to bring not only the esrog into the whole tree, or at least the whole branch, because once you cut it, it's impossible. So therefore Rashi says that not the buchnosi, according to this one, the yama means that the two parts of the ukitz. If you buy an esrog and it has an ukitz sticking out, and you decide to go and trim the ukitz on the bottom, no problem, kushaliyusha, that's fine. But what happens if you extract the ukitz, you take it totally out of the esrog? That's a problem, because then you're taking also some of the mamoshes of the esrog with it, and then it's going to be a chaser. And that's why when the not la pitmosei, not the buchnosei, it means that part which was inside, which was extracted. Let's see quickly the Rashi. You see the two pshatim, second wide line, the middle wide line. Tanya views about loza buchnosei. The masisa avatoni lahay not the pitmosei. Instead of saying pitmosei, it said buchnosei. The fishu chad. For us, it came in buchna. It's like the buchna of the pestle of the modern pestle. Both of them are at the tail and the bottom of the esrog. Uktsoy shenitlo eitz mashach chutz leguma should be esrog. That's kosher. Part which is sticking out. If you cut that a little bit, that's okay. It didn't touch the esrog. However, by pulling it out, then you are now removing part of the fruit of the esrog. Why is it called buchnasai? Just like the buchna of the pestle and mortar, apparently there is a hole in the mortar in which the pestle would reside, or which can enter into. Here too, it's the part of the ukitz which enters into the center of the esrog, and that which makes it possible. Flusher bin Yaakov, nearly, I like the first shot better. I never heard that ukitz is called a pitum. Pitum always is that crown on top of the esrog, not the ukitz on the bottom of the esrog. But the halacha is true. If you extracted the ukitz altogether, there's no longer ukitz, and you find that sometimes by esrogim that it's totally extracted, then the esrog is possible. Finally, niklaf. Niklaf means that it's peeled. So what does it say in our Mishnah about a niklaf? It says that it's possible. You have the peel, the outside peel, the esrog was taken off, possible. Amr Rabbi Esroiga, the aglet ke ahina sumka, and esrog, the aglet, Rashi said aglet means niklaf, it was peeled, and now you see the inside of the esrog without the peel. It's now kahina sumka, it's like a red, Rashi says tomorrow, like a red date. If you take off the outside, for instance, of an orange, excuse me, then leave it standing, or a lemon, let it stand after you take it off the peel, it eventually gets brown, or even red. So if that's what happened, shade, it's kosher. Pray to Mavanan today, we said, Niklaf, it's possible, make up your mind. Peeled is a kosher, is a possible. So now, what would you think? Kula probably is, it's totally niklaf, that's got to be much worse than just niklaf a little bit. Rashi says, boom, forget. Rashi says, the kula is kosher. If the entire peel has been removed, it's kosher. And that's what Rav was talking about, aglet kahina sumka. However, if it's only part of it was removed, and it's possible in the numeral, part of it has a peel, part of it doesn't have a peel, it looks kind of strange. That's how Rashi learned. Toises, however, the first full toises down below of Kulam Mitzas, Kulam Mitzas, possible. That's the number. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirush Ipka, just the opposite. The Kula is possible, just like a behem which is a treifa. Include the treifa, but if it's nishdayeba, if some of the outside peel is still there, then it's kosher. Zev machloikis taka between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel as the pshat of the Kula and the Mitzas. Any questions on my side? Okay, here.